Okay, Morai V'Raboisai, lessons from the lave. Lessons from the lave. Edition today in honor of Yom Ha'atzmaut HaBa'aleinu Latova. Of course, we will try, because I'd like to, relate to the Parsha as well. Us in Eretz Yisrael, those of us in Eretz Yisrael, Parsha's Emor, making Eretz Yisrael an integral part of our lives, no matter where we live, is the topic for today. I want to dedicate this year to Refua Shleima. V'chaim Yonatan Mordechai ben Pesha Elka, the Rebbeinu Sholem, should let us see his Nisa B'Naflos, as we saw in 1948 and 1967 and throughout our lives, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and have this boy have a complete Refuah Shleima B'soch Sha'ar Chalei Yisrael, and be Mechazek his children. The Shir is also dedicated as a Chazdei Hashem, a Hodul Hashem Kitov, to my son, Avishai Leib, that Sara Rivka, who we commemorate 4 years of his miraculous refuah, Baruch Hashem, Bechazdei Hashem, my son recovered from a very, very serious illness. And it was the Yom HaAtzmaut time when I saw for the first time in my life Yom HaAtzmaut from a different side. That day that I was saying Hallel was the day that he was, Baruch Hashem, recovering and becoming better. So I thank Hashem for continuously providing miracles for my personal family. And finally, although maybe surprising, yesterday was, of course, Mother's Day. We don't have Mother's Day here in Eretz Yisrael, obviously because Hallmark invented the holiday and we don't believe in Hallmark. But I want to wish a very special happy Mother's Day, as I did, of course, yesterday. I'm not making a mistake here. To my wonderful mother, who, if it was not for her, there would be no lessons from the lathe, because she has taught me so many lessons from her own heart, and I give her a tremendous yasher koyach. I'm not going to get an Academy Award, and I'm not going to, I assume not, I don't know, and I'm probably not going to win an Emmy, so I'm not going to make that speech, you know, but I want to thank her for being a tremendous, tremendous source in my life of who I am today. So, when it comes to this important idea, many years ago, during my Shana Aleph, I was back, as some of you were, in America for vacation, for a Pesach break, and I was in a hotel. And in the hotel, they had a symposium which was discussing the beauty of the year in Israel. And I was asked to serve on the panel, and I was very happy to do so. Unfortunately, and maybe this hasn't changed, I don't really care who asks me a question. I'll always answer. I love symposiums. I love being asked questions. And one guy got up, and he went on a rampage. And he said, I don't understand this whole year in Israel. Why can't you just spend a year in Queens? You can learn in many of the great yeshivas in Queens and in Brooklyn. And why do you have to go to Israel? And I said, I'll take one. And I kind of flipped out. And I'm like, are you serious? Are you crazy? Do you have any idea where Eretz Yisrael is? And I started to go on this whole thing. And the guy had no idea what hit him. This little pisher 18-year-old kid is schooling him on how Eretz Yisrael is such a different experience. But the question is, what does that mean? What are you taking with you when you go home? Those of you that are staying here for Shana Bet, or those of you that are serving in the army, Matov and Manayim, but how do you keep the love of Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, inside of you? So the first point, just so we make sure to relate this to the wonderful holiday of Yom HaAtzmaut, and related to the Parsha as well, is that in the Parsha we learn about Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, of course, we are currently counting. But I'll give you a little bit of a highlight. Don't be upset. But the mitzvah is probably only midrabbanan. Only a few count it as a mitzvah min haTorah. Why? Mainly because of what we learn in our parsha, that there are three mitzvos that are involved in counting up to the Shavuos holiday. Was bringing the Korban HaOmer, okay, bringing the Shtei HaLechem, and counting the Sfiras HaOmer itself. And we, unfortunately, don't have two of those. So the counting we do. And because the counting itself doesn't come with the actual thing we'll be doing, right? We won't be able to bring a Shtei HaLechem. We don't have the Korban HaOmer. Therefore, most count this as a mitzvah that unfortunately is no longer min haTorah, which is part of the reason, for example, we don't make a Shehecheyanu, because it's not particularly happy because of the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We're not doing it in the way it should be done. And another thing, which if you haven't taken upon yourself, you should do, after you count Sfiras HaOmer, very short little harachaman we say, harachaman yachzir lanu zavoyis Beis HaMikdash, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should return the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we mention it? What does it do with Sfiras HaOmer? Because we want it to be done in its complete form. Many talk about the Sfiras HaOmer itself, There is a great Rav who unfortunately will not be joining us this year, but Moshe Suriel, who every single year since I've had affiliation with the yeshiva, he's a former Mashgiach Ruchani of Shalavim, wrote amazing svarim, always wows the guys with his amazing shir. Unfortunately, he's not that well as far as, and he's not able to speak so well. His voice became very, very weak. But in his sefer called Eretz Chemda, he says that, so we mention the idea of Shtei Alechem, but we know that the Shtei Alechem can only be brought from grains that were made here in Eretz HaKodesh. And he explains that based on the Zohar, the Shtei Alechem symbolized the Torah, Shtei Alechem, Shtei, right? The Shtei Luchot HaBrit, the Torah itself. And one cannot attain full understanding of the Torah outside of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? The true point of your learning, best learning, is done in Eretz Yisrael. And that's very interesting. Okay? So let's understand what that means. Right? Maybe this should have been, you know, the first day you came, I should have made an announcement. Guys, the Torah here in Eretz Yisrael is like no other Torah ever. And I ask you to please keep that in mind, because you're going to have a great year, because you're not going to understand why your Torah learning was so great here. And unfortunately for you, if you go back to another country, you're guaranteed it won't be the same, just based on the Zohar. So another great personality you will have the chance to meet this week, I believe it's this week, is Rav Moshe Lichtman. Okay? And I ask you, I don't ask a lot of times for your money. I mean, I do a lot because I'm the director of finance, but I don't ask a lot for you to do things. You will see this sefer. It will change your life. It's a wonderful sefer called Eretz Yisrael and the Parsha. It's very, very cheap. He sells it for almost nothing. He sells that and another sefer that he wrote, which is really, really important, Eina Bani Smecha. He's created a very shorter pamphlet on it, which he translated. It is, if you want any insight and love of the land of Israel, I beg you to buy this also very, very cheap sefer as well. These are wonderful svarim. He's a wonderful person in itself. He really embodies what it is to be an Eretz Yisrael Jew. So here in his first, when it's first Divrei Torah on Bereishis, he explains the beauty of the Torah. Now, I don't want to bore you with all the stuff you maybe learned already about Eretz Yisrael, but of the Torahs of Eretz Yisrael. But one of the things that we have to understand is what Torah Eretz Yisrael is. The Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, he quotes, on 158b, that when Zayr moved to Eretz Yisrael, he changed a lot of his rulings because he realized that they were wrong. And he attributed these new halachic found rulings, the insights, to the special heir of Eretz Yisrael. As the Gemara tells us, the heir of Eretz Yisrael makes one wise, right? The Avir de Eretz Yisrael, Bakim. And that is a very important point. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael is different. This is written as well. The Sefri he quotes Gemara in Chagiga. There is no greater, the Jews here in Eretz Yisrael, they're able to learn Torah. There's nothing greater. I want to read you a line that surprisingly I read a few days ago when I was learning Michtav Mieliyahu with one of the Talmidim here. And the line is as follows. This is in Michtav Eliyahu, if you want to look it up, in volume 3, page 194 to 195. There is another wonderful sefer. I'm sorry, I'm quoting so many wonderful sefers. That I think I will quote, if I have time, at the end of this year, that many people read, because Dwell in the Palace, I don't know if you know this book, it's a little bit of a girly book. I think all the girls, I think I have a chiyuv in some seminaries to buy this book. It's essays about the beauty and the love of Eretz Yisrael, so there, this was quoted as well. And here's what Rav Dessler said. Now, Rav Dessler wasn't known to be the biggest Zionist in the world. Rav Dessler, who formerly was in England, he writes, "When I come to the Holy Land, I feel clearly that it is easier to learn Musar and to arouse my heart. In addition, one feels Sata Deshmaya, right? Sata Deshmaya, heavenly assistance, in the Torah here, the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. In our generation, we see with our own eyes how youngsters who study Torah flourish in Eretz Yisrael. They advance in their studies, they succeed in acquiring the knowledge of Shas, and they achieve much more than other Jews in their Torah learnings in other lands." Michtam Yaliyahu says this. And this is obviously based on the fact that the Shekhinah is more present here, as we are told as well, the Gemara, the Midrash tells us in Tehillim, based on Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, "Chalafta in the name of Yishmael, do you want to see the Shekhinah in this world? So study the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Dishu Hashem Yimotzi, Dishu Hashem, sorry, V'oz, Baksha Panav Tamin, here in Eretz Yisrael, it's there." There is something very special, and I'm talking to obviously from people about Eretz Yisrael, and hopefully it's something that you have felt this year.
It's hopefully something that you felt so extreme that when you experience Yom Ha'atzmaut, for some of you for the first time in your life here in Eretz Yisrael, you will be beside yourself. Because it will be such an amazing, wonderful experience here in the yeshiva, and I caution you not to make the mistake, excuse me for saying, of going outside of the yeshiva and seeing the way that some of these secular people celebrate it, because that's just 4th of July. That's not Yom Ha'atzmaut. I'm talking about the miracle that Hashem gave us. I mentioned this on Friday night. Anybody who doesn't see this miracle, who doesn't recognize it, I just don't understand. I'm sorry, I call myself an Am Haaretz, I don't understand this. I can't understand how there are religious Jews who write articles, who write about how the day coming up is nothing. I was in a shul the Shabbos, unfortunately, but I had to go there, but it's not considered to be the most Zionistic shul. And there, they were talking about a Yom Iyun they're having on Thursday, not mentioning what the day was. Thursday, we're having the Thursday, because some people are off on Thursday, remember? Come on. I'm not saying you have to say Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut, right? Although I think you should. I'm not saying you have to say Pesukei Tehillim. That's not my point. Recognize what the Rebbe Shalom gave us. Recognize. Rabbi Sai, this morning, the statistics report came out. Okay, I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's 6.33, something like that, million Jews living in Eretz Yisrael this year. There are about 300,000 babies born this year. Okay? This is, nobody, years past, I think maybe, if at least I recall, but this is the first year, maybe this is the second year, where we reached the number, we're over 6 million in Eretz Yisrael. So very, very significant, obviously, number. So what are you doing? What are you doing? What is wrong with you? You're going to go back? I just read you all the instructions of Gemara. The Eretz Yisrael has sat to the Shemayah and has the Shechita. What are you doing? How dare you? This is when Rav Hartstein gets fired from Lev HaTorah. So how can you do that? So this speech is actually not, as we looked at the title, is keeping it an integral part. I've advised many boys, although each on his own level, I'll be happy to have a conversation with you about this. But my general rule is I don't advise a boy to stay here for the rest of his life. I want him to get a career. I want him to go to college. I want him to be successful because he can bring that to Israel. Again, in my humble opinion, as somebody who wasn't always in the rabbinic field, as a business person, coming to Eretz Yisrael with all my experience was very, very helpful in receiving my jobs. It was very helpful in having an education from, I'll do the shout out, to Yeshiva University. That was very chashuv to people when I interviewed here. So I think that's good. And I'm not telling you, I'm not saying you have to, I'm staying here the rest of Rav Hartstein said, you have to stay here. Sorry, Mom, you can call him. His number is, don't do that. But what I am saying is that it has to be part of your life. You have to realize that when you leave Eretz Yisrael and you decide that I'm not living here, I'm not going to be here, that is not lichachila. That is not what Hashem wants of you. You can say, I have a heter, I'm going to move. Okay, I have a plan. Everybody has plans, right? I thought we got married. We had a 5-year plan turned into a 10-year plan. Baruch Hashem, it stopped at a 10-year plan. And we're able to move here. And I know it's not for everyone. We have, Baruch Hashem, wonderful friends in America. It's not shy. I never preach it. I never go back to America and go up to the guy and put my arm around like some of my friends used to do to me. No, what are you doing? You have no God here. Don't you know that? I'm not that guy. And I don't believe that. But I believe that it has to be something on your mind always. How can I make it to Eretz Yisrael? What can I do to be here? If you know for sure that this is a place where you can learn Torah better, this is a place where their Shekhinah is here much more obviously. You see, please, I hope you saw it on your trips. So it has to be part of your life. And if you can't make it ever, so it has to be part of your life that you say to your family, no, we are not going to Pesach in Puerto Rico or Guam or Montego Bay. We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because we can't make it all the time. At least let's go for Pesach. I'm still waiting for that program in Mitzrayim. Come back to where it all started, you know? Yeah, Passover in Alexandria. See the, feel like a slave, yeah. Okay, but Rabbi Sai, what? It's got to be on your mind. If you're only staying for Shana Aleph, I'll start with a very simple thing you can do. I think it's simple, I know it's not that simple. There's no question in your mind right now. Make a pact with yourself. Winter break, I come back to Yeshiva. What's the big deal? It's a big deal. Right? Okay. If there's a money issue, so you talk to me about it. Not the money issue, staying in the Yeshiva. Well, unfortunately, we don't charge it. But I'm talking about the ticket. Okay. But Nebuch, a guy says to me, Rebbe, oh, it's great to see you in November. I see them. What are you doing for winter break? Oh, we're going with my friend. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Daytona Beach. Oh, it's a great place. Oh, chutzpah. Worse, the guy's going to a place where he's paying $1,000 on a ticket. Come back here. Get the Avir of Eretz Yisrael. And you know what you do after that year? You come back again. And you keep recharging the batteries. You keep recharging them so you feel Eretz Yisrael. Oh, now I remember. Huh, I remember how it was. Welcome back, hotel. Wow, yeah. This is something I like. Stop with the excuses. Rabbi Zev left in to dwell in the palace. So he has, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first essay there. And there he says a lot of very, very important things why, you know, Eretz Yisrael has changed and a lot of the excuses can't be said. And he wrote this years and years ago. And Baruch Hashem, as we move on with life, I'm not saying it's perfect, trust me, it's not. I just went to parent-teacher conferences and sat online for an hour. So it's not perfect, trust me. And got into three fights with people. So, but Rabbi Leff, in his essay, where is the religious aliyah from the West? Rabbi Leff, of course, the Rav of Moshe Matasyahu, a wonderful, wonderful example of people coming, Rabbanim coming when they're younger to Eretz Yisrael. So, he tells the story, wow, of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonneveld, the great Gadol here in Eretz Yisrael, who addressed these words, these following words, 60 years ago, now probably much more than that, probably 80 years ago, to Rav Yitzhak Breuer. Rav Sonnenfeld, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, told the leader of one of the leaders of Agudas Yisrael in America the following thing. This is written in Moriah, page 191. Now I understand the words of Musaf, of Yontif, that we said a week ago. Because of our sins, we were exiled from our country. By Hashem, we were distanced from the land. He says, I understand what it means now. Because we did it. Because we voluntarily decided not to return. A generation or so, he writes later. So, again, Rav Sonnenfeld says, he writes, many years I have directed the religious Jews in the diaspora be instructed that anyone who has the ability to come to Eretz Yisrael and doesn't will be to account for his failure in the future world. This is Rav Zonneveld. I don't have to say I said this. A generation later, the Chazon Ish was asked to give brachas to students who were coming back to America from Eretz Yisrael. And he gave the mussar. He said, how can you leave? You're so successful this year. How can it not be part of your life? So I'm not as extreme. I'm not saying it, but you got to think about it. It's got to be part of your daily, how can I return here? Don't let it be the dream of this thing. This is such a beautiful forward from Rav Sonnenfeld. Sometimes we say, Yerushalayim Ircha, it's Yerushalayim Ircha, when Hashem rebuilds the base of Mikdash in 200 years from now. No! I want for Yerushalayim Ircha, so I have to live here. Shows that I believe in it. You can say hallel until you're blue in the face in America and in Canada, but do you believe in it? I believe in it, and I'm going to struggle, and I'm trying to make it here. And I think you've found many people, Baruch Hashem, who are making it here. So that's what I want you to always have on your mind. It has to be an integral part of your life, like any of the mitzvahs of the Torah. How can I make it back here? And if it's not at 19 years old, okay, but how can I make it back here on a trip then? How can it be an integral part of my life? Are you guys choosing a profession that will come to Eretz Yisrael with you? Are you choosing something specific that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you know, I'll just give you an example, you know. Girls go back and they study to be a PA. Physician's assistants, a great job in America. It doesn't exist here in Israel. So now what have they done? Now they come to him and they say, I'm a physician's assistant. It's a higher level than a nurse. And the Israeli government says, thank you very much. You know, you can drive a truck now because it doesn't mean anything. The degree doesn't, maybe one day it will, I don't know. Do you choose something and say, well, I could take this with me to Eretz Yisrael. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer. I could do this. Even a lawyer, you could. You should always be thinking about that in your mind. How can I translate this to move one day? Maybe it will happen. Maybe you'll be able to do it. Maybe you'll get the call. I have friends, this has happened to, it's amazing. Who got the call from that company, listen, we're sorry we have to bring you in here, and we're sorry if you think this is, you know, a little bit, you know, I don't want to say anti-Semitic, but we need a good Jew in Israel, so we need you to transfer for a year to Israel. You know, and you start laughing. And you're like, of course, I would love to go back there to Israel. And we're sorry, but we're going to have to put you up for the year in the King David Hotel. And, you know, we're going to give you cars. And then you come here for the year, and it's like amazing, and you stay. You know, maybe they're going to, how do you know they're going to, but if it was not on your mind, you'd be like, what, are you crazy? It's like them saying to you, I'm sorry, you know, we need you to go to Russia for the year. I'm Russia, are you crazy? I'm not going to Russia. Eretz Yisrael, you should be jumping at the opportunity. Keep it in your mind. Remember the Shtei Halachem. Reminds the Torah, but the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. We should be zeichet to take this very important message with us. Always. And when you celebrate, you have the great zchus of celebrating Yom HaTzmut in Eretz Yisrael this year. Understand what's happening here. Understand the miracle that maybe your grandparents and certainly your great-grandparents were part of or didn't get to experience even. You're living that miracle. You're here. You're seeing buildings nobody ever saw but you. Your grandparents didn't see the buildings of Ramat Shiloh because it didn't exist. Okay, I moved in here. This was nothing 7 years ago. There was building here, building here, there. There was mud. There was this and that. You know, we buying new pants every month. Gimel didn't exist. I saw Gimel with my own eyes. Can you imagine? When's the last time somebody lived in Gimel? I don't know. Maybe never. I don't. I'm seeing the Navi in front of my eyes. How can I not speak it out and scream it to you guys? Keep that on your mind. You're living a miracle. You're walking in places. You're going to go to Bat Ayin on Yom HaTzmur. You're going to go to Bat Ayin Bet. I'm not sure. You're going to plant trees. Maybe nobody ever. I don't know. Maybe Avram Avinu was the last person who planted trees there. Think about that. That's when your Torah becomes alive. Make it part of your lives, everybody. Make it part of your lives.